Hi, I'm Jess. Welcome to my podcast. Because I decided while sitting in my car, which is what I'm doing right now. Welcome to my car. I decided that I'm going to do the thing that a lot of unfunny, tall, white men on the internet do when they feel like they're, like, moderately funny and they get a lot of laughs. They start a podcast. So that's what I'm going to do. Because it's, since I am also white, it is my heritage. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, my name is Jess. Welcome to my podcast that I decided to make. I decided to make this because I need someone to talk to. And while I do have people to talk to, I have, like, family and friends and stuff like that, I tend to complain a lot and rant a lot. And I know that that can be overbearing sometimes. So I figured, you know what? If I'm going to make a podcast and I'm going to post it to the internet, and if people don't listen to it, that's fine. And if people do listen to it, that's cool too. But I just need to talk about the things that bother me and the things that make me excited, because the people in my life right now, besides my actual friends and family, like the people that I'm currently surrounded by physically, do not like hearing me talk. Anyway. Yeah, so down low is, I'm in a sorority. I won't say which university, obviously. And I won't say which sorority I'm in, because I don't want it to get a bad rap. Because it's just not my thing, and I'm having a bad experience with just my chapter specifically, so I don't want to dig on sorority life as a whole. Because a lot of people do genuinely like it, and that's good. But I don't fuck with it. I don't fuck with sorority life. So, yeah, and I don't think my sisters really like me either. And I can tell that they think that I'm annoying, so I'm just gonna talk about my ramblings on the internet instead. Because depending on who you are, the internet is a lot more forgiving and a lot more accepting of, like, niche topics and shit like that. Because this go-round in my car, we're sitting in my car, which is my podcast studio now, my little Lincoln MKS, I love her, her name is Goose, his name is Goose, it's from Top Gun, there we go, Goose from Top Gun, that's what I named my car after. Not a favorite movie whatsoever, I just really like the character. So, yeah, but currently sitting in front of one of the frats, we got Pi Sigma Kappa. Phi Sigma Kappa? Yeah, I think so. So I'm sitting in front of them because that's where my car is currently parked. There's music playing behind me. Some people are playing music in the Domino's parking lot that's behind me. And we're just gonna go with it. Anyway, I have recently been stupidly, horribly obsessed with the show Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And I really don't know why. Because I'm honestly not a show girly. I don't, like, when people ask me to come over to watch a movie, they're like, oh my god, we're going to invite a bunch of people over to watch a movie. This is going to sound so negative, and I really try my best not to be overly negative about things. But I fucking think that's so boring. I think that's so boring to watch movies. And there is definitely something wrong with that, because cinema, I don't know how to explain it. I love cinematography. Like, I think it's gorgeous getting, like, those shots, and, like, short films. I really like short films, but, like, long movies, definitely ones that I've seen before, like, sitting around and watching those just seems super boring. And please, please, please just hang with me here, because I promise that I'm not a boring person. I just don't like watching movies. And I don't understand why, in particular, I love watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Because it's the same with shows, too. And I think it's because, like, especially since I'm in the 21st century, and it's very common for people to have, like, the constant chase for dopamine. So whenever I put on a show, I'm on my phone as well. Not with Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I don't understand why. But I have blown through, like, ask my boyfriend, my lovely, lovely boyfriend, Peyton. You'll be hearing about him very much. But ask him, I fucking like, blew through 6 seasons in one sitting of that show. And it's really easy, too, because it's, like, 20 minutes, if that, per episode. But I, like, sat on the TV. I lit up my little bong, little bowl, right? And I just blew through it. And he changed it after 4 hours. And I was like, you don't want to watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force for the 4th hour in a row? And he's like, no, I don't. So, it's whatever. He hates me. And he wants me to die. It's fine. It's okay. I love my boyfriend. He's great. But, yeah, I don't know. And yesterday, I draw and paint a lot. I love to draw and I love to paint. And I painted, like, a little, like, sketchbook spread, that's the word, of the main three. If you don't know Aqua Teen Hunger Force, we got Master Shake, Frylock, and Meatwad. They're the three main characters, including Carl, their neighbor. But I really, really suggest watching it. It's hard to find because I don't think they play it on Adult Swim anymore, because that's where it originally aired. But it's on HBO Max if you have that. What the fuck is going on? There's just a long, long line of frat men walking out here. Do we have an exchange? Is that why? Because they're heading... No, they're heading across. Never mind, they're not heading in the direction of my sorority. It's so funny being in a sorority because, like, I forget how many exchanges we have. And then just randomly out of the blue, they're like, everybody get downstairs! Fucking pineapple Phi Ligma Balls is coming down to fucking have an exchange with us. Please be there. And I never show up because I am deathly afraid of frat men. Even though my boyfriend is in a fraternity. But it's okay. He's not like the other girls. So, anyway. But no, just being... Quick side note from the Aqua Teen Hunger Force thing. Being, like, living on Greek Row is such a fucking anomaly. Because it's just, like, 1 minute, you'll be like, oh yeah, we're chill. We're just hanging out in our day rooms or whatever. And then you look out the door, and there's fucking 57 frat men walking across the street. Shirtless. Chanting, I don't know, at whatever sorority they're going to. With their letters painted on their fucking ass. I don't know. It's just an anomaly. It's crazy. Living in Greek life is a... It's a social experiment. Sorry. Anyway, back to Aqua Teen Hunger Force, though. Love that show, dearly. Favorite character has to be... It is a tie. I love all three of them, but it is a giant tie between Meatwad and Master Shake. And it's not because I like Shake, because if you've seen the show, Shake is a douchebag. Just narcissistic, mean, manipulative, dumb. Like, just, you know, all this shit. I just like his character. I don't know. It's drawn. I feel like out of anybody in Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Shake is probably the most popular one. What is happening in this fraternity? There's, like, I think they're doing pledge TikToks. Oh, one's doing the stomping on the devil. What the fuck? Okay, I'm gonna try my best not to get distracted by these men. Anyway. But no, I genuinely, like, love Meatwad, because Meatwad is, like, he's adorable, he's gullible and naive, despite being 47, I believe? And I just love him. He doesn't know shit. He's gullible, he's dumb, but, like, in a wholesome way. Shake is just an ass. I don't know. But yeah, and poor Peyton has had to deal with my Aqua Teen Hunger Force obsession for the past couple weeks now. And I think it might be a new form. It might be a new hyperfixation. Because I have ADHD, right? I don't know. I think people with ADHD can get hyperfixations. I'm not certain, but I believe that's right, because I've definitely had, like, them in the past, I believe. Like, when I was a child, I loved Ninja Turtles
like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and had so much Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle like memorabilia for like 3 years straight. It was so bad. Anyway, though, yeah, if that's incorrect, I'm so sorry. But yeah, so it might be a new hyperfixation, because I feel like as soon as I go and I actively look like on Wikipedia or like the blank wiki for something that I'm really interested in, that immediately is the start of like a hyperfixation for me, and that'll be my personality for the next couple months, and it's great. God damn it, the next couple months. I looked into it because, oh, forgot to mention, I'm in a sorority, right? But I'm dropping next semester because it's not my thing. I don't like it. And I'm transferring back to my old university, and then I'm moving in with Peyton. I hope you can hear these boys, like, cheering, because they're fucking shotgunning in the yard. I think it's Tweety, too. I can see it. Oh, this actually might be hazing. I might be actively watching hazing, because this man did a shotgun race and is now doing push-ups. Anyway. But this is not the point. I am transferring back to my old university because I go to college out of state, and this college that I'm going to right now is in state, and so they have different requirements to graduate if you're like depending on which school and which like state you go to college in. And back at my old university, I was a semester early, semester early. I would be graduating like the first semester of my senior year instead of my second. So I'm going to go back there because I have a whole ass PhD to earn. I'm a psych major and I plan on earning my PhD so I can become a registered clinical psychologist. So that's pretty cool. I really hope that in these podcast episodes, you'll start to question why, because I feel like I should definitely be a patient more than I should be on the other side, but it's okay. It's all right. You live and you learn. But yeah, I'm going to go back to that school, and it was like literally $3,000 cheaper than going in state because of I have a giant ass scholarship that covers all of the out of state tuition costs. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, I'm basically just making this podcast because I need to talk and document my thoughts and get it out to somebody, what I'm feeling. Because I looked it up and I have, including weekends, 8 weeks and 6 more days until the end of the semester. And I can't fucking take it anymore because I do not like sorority life, but I am stuck here. I have no choice. So, yeah. God, what else is there to talk to? I'm only 13 minutes in. I love to talk, but God, for a long time by myself, it's kind of hard, but I've got to figure out something. Let's see here. It's a Thursday night. People are going out. Not me, because I don't go to any fraternity besides the one that my boyfriend's in, but it's a different chapter. It's weird, because okay, my boyfriend and I met back at my old university because he was in a fraternity chapter over there, and I met him at a frat party, and then I transferred over to this university that I'm going to currently, and they have the same chapter of fraternity that he is in over here. So for all the people that are like not in Greek life, props to you. For all the people that are not in Greek life, if you're in, there's something called chapters. So there's going to be a fraternity like that's nationwide, like the same fraternity, right? But at each university they have a chapter of that specific fraternity. So let's use an actual fraternity. This isn't my boyfriend's fraternity because I'm not going to disclose that information, but Pi Kappa Alpha, they're called Pike, we'll use them. So Pike nationally is a fraternity, but at one university they have like their chapter, and then at a different university they have another chapter. They're both still Pike, but they're just different chapters with different members, if that makes sense. I don't know if that does, but I hope it does. If it does not, look it up, because I don't know how else to explain it. I've had to explain it to people that aren't in Greek life many, many times, and they're still like, huh? And I don't blame them. I really don't, because it's difficult shit to learn. But Yeah, the only fraternity I ever go out to anymore is the fraternity, like, of the chapter that my boy, like, the fraternity that my boyfriend's in, but their chapter over at this university. I still go to his frat at his university, the one that he's actually in, to hang out, because, like, all of my friends are in that frat. So I still go over there, but I don't go over there as often, because I can't really drive anywhere, because parking situation on Greek Row over here is a fucking nightmare, and as soon as I move my car, my spot's gonna get taken, and I won't be able to find another one for 15 minutes. It's so bad, and it makes me cry every time when I can't find a parking spot. Because when you can't find a parking spot, and you try to temporarily park in, like, a parking lot for, like, a Jimmy John's or a Pizza Hut or whatever, they tow your car. They tow your car lickety-fucking-split. And it's so bad, because it's like, where am I supposed to go? Because I'm not going to pay $300 for a parking pass that is 20 minutes, like a 20-minute walk from where I live, because our Greek Row is off-campus here. I'm not going to pay, like, that much money for a parking pass and then walk back to my sorority house, especially when I'm going to be leaving in 2.5 months. Like, fuck off. No. So, you know how it is. God, what else, though? But yeah, it's Thursday night. I'm not going out because I don't want to. I have a class tomorrow morning. But maybe I can go out tomorrow if my boyfriend's frat is throwing. That'd be fun to see all my buddies. But yeah, it's so, I don't know. Oh my god. It's just, I don't know how people do it. And I'm, like, not gonna sit here and rat on girls that go out, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or whatever. I'm not gonna do that. Because if you're in college, this is the last time you're gonna be able to do that kind of stuff. And I kind of wish that I was not afraid of frat men so I could go out and party every night. To be so fair. Because I have a fucking horrible, horrible fear of, frat men. And when they come into our house for exchanges and shit like that, I immediately run upstairs. Or I just do not go to the exchange at all. Because you men don't need to be perceiving me. You know what I mean? Like, don't look at me. Don't make assumptions of me. Leave me alone. But yeah. God, there has to be something else to talk about. Oh, fuck. Besides Greek life. Because I don't want to talk about Greek life this entire time. I don't know. I've been looking recently for home decor. I could talk about my plans and my travels and home decor and stuff like that. But I've been looking for home decor recently because I'm moving into an apartment for the very first time. Yay! Yay! Jess is moving into an apartment. That's crazy. So it's my first actual house that I will be living in and paying rent. Besides my sorority house. But that doesn't really count. You know what I mean? Because it's not like, I pay rent for my sorority house, but I, like, if you go up to someone and you're like, yeah, I live in a house and I pay rent, and I'm like, oh yeah, but I live in a sorority house, they're gonna be like, what? But no. You know what I mean? Because, like, you get it. You get it. Come on now. Leave me alone. You get it. Anyway, though, it's my it's my first house that I'll be living in, and, like, I won't be living in my parents' house anymore and all that kind of stuff. So I've been looking for, like, decor and stuff like that. Because my boyfriend, Peyton, has a roommate that I'm friends with too. He's cool. But he's moving out and he's going and moving in with his girlfriend on the other side of the country. Because she's doing grad school. And he's moving out. And and Peyton's sister is moving in with me and becoming my roommate. So I'm taking over Peyton's rent, and Peyton's sister is taking over Peyton's roommate's rent. So we're doing that. That's cool. But the problem is that his apartment, being a 21-year-old boy, is very, very, and in his own words, Mojo Dojo Casa House core. So I have to like kind of look up like a home decor to get to kind of replace that. Because also Peyton's roommate is taking some stuff But, like, I don't know. You walk in there, and there's signs. Like, there's, like, street signs that they have stolen over their 4 years of college. Because my boyfriend's a senior. Like, there's signs, like, road signs that they've stolen that they have on the walls. They have, like, a fucking cardboard cutout of a cow in their living room. They have, like, pinup posters. They got, like, beer shit. They're, like, their weed stuff everywhere. It's very, it's giving boy apartment. Like, you know what I mean? And I am not a boy. I'm very, very close to what I would say by my mannerisms and my actions and the way that I portray myself, I suppose. Oh my god, I'm so not like the other girls, you guys. Oh my god, my hands are so tiny. Anyway, though. but I fuck with the Mojo Dojo Casa House vibe, but I also want my apartment to be cutesy, and I want it to be very chill and nonchalant, I suppose. Just very nice and cozy. And Peyton, his vibe is very much not like that. And that's okay. That's okay. But Peyton's not going to be living in the apartment while I'm living there. For personal reasons. And I want it to look the way that I want it to look. Because I know that he's going to be living there. Because he's not living in next semester. But he will be like during the summer and during the semester after that. Because he has a couple like semesters to catch up on, I think. But for my time in there, I want it to look the way I look because I'm going to be paying rent. And so I've been looking for room decor. I suggested going to IKEA because him and I are going up to Vancouver, BC, Canada to go see Rex Orange County in concert. So that's pretty fucking baller. I'm excited about that. He said that we could hit IKEA on the way back because I need a dresser. I have all my stuff from my room at my dad's that I got to bring. I think my room is very, very cool at my dad's house. So I'm going to bring all my stuff there. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. But moving on though, the Rex Orange County concert, bitch, I am elated. I'm elated for that. Because I just went to my very, very first, like, official concert with Peyton. We went to Slipknot. And I love Slipknot. I love Slipknot so much. I've loved Slipknot ever since I was a junior in high school. And I am a sophomore, almost junior in college now. And, I really like them. And he was like, yo, he texted me in my fucking geology class. And he was like, do you want to go to Slipknot? Tickets are like $70. I'm like, yeah, let's go. So we did that. We went to Slipknot for the very first time. And now, like, before we even suggested going to Slipknot, he was like, Rex Orange County's going on tour. And he loves Rex Orange County. And I haven't really listened to him a lot, but I started now. But he was like, I love Rex Orange County. He's going on tour. I want to go. Do you want to come with me? And I was like, yeah. Because as well as music, because I really, really, really love music. But as well as music, I love traveling. I went to the Oregon coast this summer to watch my cousin graduate. And Oh my God. Dude, we got to go to Yaquina Light, like the lighthouse. I think I'm saying that right. Is it Yaquina? Yaquina? I don't know. I'm so bad at pronunciation. But we went there. I have so many pictures, so many videos of just the waves crashing. Because it's different. Because I grew up, like, around, like, bodies of water, like the lake and stuff like that. I grew up around all that kind of stuff. But it's different when you, like, see, like, a calm, peaceful lake and shit like that. Because it's, like, a lake. Because if you go to the other side of the lake, you're just going to be in the same state. You know what I mean? But if you go to the other part of the ocean, you're in a different country at that point and a different continent, and it's so surreal and just crazy seeing that, you know what I mean, like looking out onto the ocean and knowing that there is a different country on the other side of it instead of just the same state is fucking mind-blowing to me. And there's like sharks and whales and tropical fish and octopi. Like, in that body of water that you're looking at. And, like, there were seals, like, on the rocks and all that kind of stuff. And you could see them and you can hear them. and there was puffins, and I was like, oh my god, this is crazy. I need to go to the sea. And I went to the beach, and I found mussels and crabs and anemones, and I was like, fuck, I love the sea. You know that sea, you know that like TikTok audio that's like, I don't need to touch grass, I need to go in the sea, I need to go in the water, I need to go in the sea, like that shit, that's me, 100%, I love the sea. And then when Peyton was like, yo, we're going to BC, Canada, we're going to Vancouver, which is on the coast, it's on the Canadian Pacific Ocean coast, I was like, fuck, dude, I get to go back to the sea? God damn it. So I'm hyped about that. I'm so, like, we get to go to the aquarium, and I love fish. Fish are great. So getting to see the fish, and there's otters there, and there's, like, the shark tunnel. Oh, bitch, the shark tunnel. Because I've been to the Oregon Coast Aquarium. They had a shark tunnel when I was a child. I went there when I was a child. They probably still have the shark tunnel. But they had it, and I got to see it as a child for the very first time. Oh! Oh, my God! Oh! I love the ocean, dude! So I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited to go back. And I also heard that Nardwuar, you know, the human serviette, Nardwuar. If you don't know who Nardwuar is, how, first of all, second of all, you need to go look him up. He's an amazing, 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 interviewer that interviews people in the music industry, mostly rap artists. He does a lot of interviews with my favorite artist, Tyler, the Creator. He did some with Mac Miller before he died. He did some with Billie Eilish, with MF Doom. I think he did one with MF Doom before MF Doom passed away. He's done some with A$AP Rocky. He's done some with Lil Uzi Vert. Like, all these kind of rappers and stuff like that. So, he's cool. What the fuck is happening? There's just a dude just twerking in the window of this fraternity. Okay, cool. Anyway, but he has, like, the record shop that he does most of these interviews in is in Vancouver, Canada. So, Peyton was like, yo, we can go to this record shop that Nardwuar goes to. And I was like, what? I'm so fucking excited. And the cool thing is that it's during, like, winter break. Or it's not during winter break. It's during Thanksgiving break. So we instead of, like, 8 weeks and 6 days, I have, like, 7 weeks. Well, until Thanksgiving. So I'd say, like, six weeks and 5 days? I don't fucking know. six weeks. I'm gonna say 6 weeks until I get to go see this concert. So that's fun. I don't have to wait nearly as long as I do for the end of the semester to go see Rex Orange County and go see the sea. Go see Nardwuar's little record shop. God damn it, dude. I'm so excited. I love Peyton too. And I love that he gets, like, makes me get up and do things, despite if I want to or not. But even the things that I don't want to do, I'm happy that he makes me do them anyway. You know what I mean? That is the joy of having someone that loves you and wants to see you thrive, is, like, when you're like, I don't want to really do this, they're like, you should do this. I promise you, you're gonna like it. You know, shit like that. People that, like, throw you, like, get you out of your comfort zone, but not, like, people that are like, yo, this is dangerous, but you should do it anyway because it'd be funny. It's, like, getting out of your comfort zone and, like, yo, this is going to be a cool experience for you. You should do it. That kind of way. Because if it's the other way, not good people. But, yeah, so there's that. I'm excited to travel. I'm excited to go to IKEA on the way back because I think we're going to go through Seattle. And I love Seattle, too. And I think they have an IKEA in Seattle, I believe. Maybe. Like, on the outskirts? I don't fucking know. But I've never been to IKEA. Peyton has been to IKEA multiple times. Because he lives in an area that has, like, fucking three of them, I think. A lot of IKEAs. For some reason. But he's been to IKEA multiple times. So I get to go to IKEA with him. I've heard that their Swedish meatballs are really good. They have, like, really good food there. And the way that the store is set up is cool. And then they have, I'm going to butcher this name, the bear, Dunk, I don't even want to say it, Dunkskog? Dunkelskog? I don't know. I am not Swedish whatsoever. I'm so sorry for all the Swedes out there. I feel horrible even trying to pronounce that name. But, you know, the big bear. The big chubby little bear. Love him. Whatever his name is. And then Blahaj, I think is how you say the shark. I'm kind of confident on that one. Not going to say 100% confident because I'm not. And if I say that I'm 100% confident and then I end up butchering the name, I'm going to seem like a douche. So. Oh, fuck. I don't want to be sick anymore. But yeah, I get to see them. Little is going to stop me from purchasing one of the shark plushies. Not going to lie. It's not going to be good because we're literally going to be heading back from Canada, which I'm probably going to spend a shit ton of money in Canada. You know? So, yeah. I think we could talk about the way that I've been fucking sick for a week. We'll talk about that. Yeah, I think my boyfriend got me sick. I think Peyton got me sick. But I think what also contributed to me getting sick is the fact that I live in a house with fucking 30... No. I live in a house with fucking, like, 55, 60, 70 girls. And they are all sick. And they all got fucking frat flu. Just another reason to dislike this fucking sorority, bro. And I'm sorry, I'm swearing a lot. And I'm getting very unruly. But another reason to hate living with 70 other people. Because when you get sick, it doesn't last for maybe like 5 days, maybe a week, 10 days tops. My roommate has been sick for fucking 3 weeks. And I was like, 3 weeks? Are you kidding me? And you haven't gone to see the doctor? Like, how have you been sick for that long? What is keeping, like, and I know that it's like, oh, you're living in a house with 70 people. The sickness is going to take longer to filter out, especially if you're not like quarantining. But bitch, what do you mean? Like, how is frat flu this strong where it's infecting us for 3 weeks? And it's been a thing where I've been consistently taking NyQuil and DayQuil and drinking a lot of water and getting sleep and stuff like that. Like, all this consistently happening. And I still haven't felt a little bit better. And this is so gross. Not trigger warning, but like trigger warning, I guess. My mucus and like the shit that I cough up is green. It's gross. It's so bad. And I can't breathe out of my nose when I lay down. I can't breathe. I can't. It got to a point where I couldn't taste anything for a little bit. I got over that. It's just so bad. I don't want to be sick anymore. I hate being sick. It was so bad. Dude, I was sick one time. It was like a week or so after, like before I turned 18. So I was 17 here. And I got so sick to the point that I lost hearing in one of my ears. And I literally panicked to my dad because I was like, dude, my ear has been clogged up for days now. I think I might have blown one of my eardrums. And he's like, no, you're just sick. You're fine. And I'm like, bitch. But I couldn't hear. It was so bad. It was really sad. I had Dr. Seuss. Anyway, it was not good. And I was constantly hurting. I had earaches, like to the point that it like woke me up. And I stayed up until 4 a.m. one time with this earache. And I have like Snapchat videos of me like being delirious because I was finally experiencing pain relief for the first time in like 12 hours. And I was just delirious. So I was like, you know what I'm talking about? We can check Snap real quick, actually. What's going on here? Sorry, responding to these motherfuckers in my sorority, because I don't know, man.
Dude, I have to pee really, really badly. Anyway, that's not the point.
So, yeah, I was sick. I was so sick to the point that I legitimately thought I was never going to get better. And I was like, Dad, please. But I got better. I got better, and then I turned 18, so that was really cool. But, yeah, that was, like, the sickest I've ever been. And I would never, like, my voice completely changed. I lost hearing in one ear. I kept getting, like, headaches, earaches, just all this shit. It was not fun. Not a good time, and I would never wish that on anybody, ever. And I'm really hoping that the sickness that I am dealing with right now eventually subsides, because I fucking hate being sick, and I want to kiss Peyton on the lips. I don't want to get him sick. So, I don't know about that.
God, anyway, I don't know what else to talk about. I have talked about so many, 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 many things over the past 36 minutes on the dot. And I know this is literally a podcast where you're supposed to talk about things, but I cannot think about anything else to talk about. And I don't want to keep, like, rambling on with frat shit and boring stuff, because I'm very, very new to this. I'm very, very new to making a podcast, but I don't want to do that anymore, because I ranted about fraternity and sorority life for, like three different times, and it's getting annoying. So I'm gonna go piss, probably back into my sorority house, which I don't want to do, but I have to piss, and I will be back when I have more shit to talk about. So thanks for tuning in, I suppose. This has been Contented Complaining with Jess. See you in the next one. I have to fart. Nice.